That was MGMT. We love them. Everyone loves them. So we played it for you.
All right. Don't you usually do like some kind of like, all right, we're starting? Like, this is Liberty Bell's radio, or do you not do that anymore?
Don't know. Is that my only responsibility?
Yeah, I was leaving you in charge of that stuff.
Okay. This is Liberty Bell's radio.
Every Friday night. It's not Friday right now, but it'll be posted Friday.
Yeah, it'll be Friday. So we're trying out this new thing. We joined Google Plus, and Google Plus has a feature where you can actually hang out, quote unquote, with other people.
Yeah, I've never started my own hangout. I came over the other night and Lee was hanging out with some guys in our living room.
Hi-yo.
And then I got it. It was pretty kinky. But so this is only my second time doing the hangouts.
And my your second time and my second time.
Okay.
Okay. So let me okay, Hangout is similar to Chat Roulette. Have you ever done that?
No.
Okay. Chat Roulette is this thing. You go to chatroulette.com and it's a people from all over the world, and it basically you get hooked up with a random person and you can see their webcam and talk or whatever, and then you can click next. And you just get hooked up with another random person. So the thing about Chat Roulette is when it first came out, everyone, well, I don't know about everyone, but definitely me, I had this, hopeful, optimistic view of the fact that you could just chat to someone from Sweden or some, school kid, some college kid in Russia and just discover, worldly views and interesting aspects of life. But in reality, it's all just penis.
Really? Like
Penis,
it comes
penis,
up and it's
penis.
just.
Yeah,
That's.
it's just people showing you their penis. And then,
So is it supposed to be funny or is it like that's
no,
the. That
it's.
ends up being the point of it?
Well, yeah, it's not supposed. Comes the point. Because essentially, it's just an avenue for people who, men, who want to get online and show girls their penis.
Right. Because, well, because when you're ex describing this whole idea to me, it sounded like. Yeah, exactly. It started with the good intentions, but when you're telling me, I was like, wait, aren't there any people flashing other
Essentially, that's what it is.
people?
And then you get, and then you like, you next about five penises and you're about to give up, and then you get someone who looks interesting,
Yeah.
and within 2 seconds, they're like, want to see my penis. Yeah, so it's kind of like a bad
Well, see,
relationship.
that's the thing is that everyone, even if you're skipping through all the penises, then. You know that everyone else is on there is having to do the same thing, so it shortens the pool of possible people that you might have a conversation with
Right.
to only the kind of people that would actually make the effort to go to like look at like
Penis?
possibly thousands of penises before actually getting to talk to a person. You know what I
Right.
mean? I don't know if there's anyone I want to talk to that badly.
No, but the also what ends up happening is you I've tried it 3 times because after every disappointing experience, I was like, it can't be like that all the time. It's like being in a bad relationship and they treat you like crap, and then you're like, but we had this one time where he was so nice to me. And then penis.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe you're just saying that you went back because you hope there would be someone interesting, but really you're just going for the penis.
If I needed to go for the penis, I could get that in person.
Well, I'm saying you might not get as many.
I don't know if I
You
want that
said you're
many.
clicking through
It was
multiple
like five pe it
pictures.
was like 5 to 1 penis ratio.
Okay. Well, anyway, Chat Roulette, not as cool as Google Plus Hangout.
No, because here you can choose the penis. Well,
Right.
hopefully there's no penis.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, what we were going to talk about was we're going to make it, we were going to talk about the most or the biggest threat to American security today.
Yeah.
We're doing a lot of research and we're pretty worried about it. I think we might need to get the federal government involved because I don't know what's going to happen if we don't.
Yeah, it's a big threat. Lemonade stands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you terrified?
I'm scared.
Just like the stand part, like, I mean, it's one of those words, like, it's
Reminds me
almost
of
like,
Stephen
is
King.
that like even the original what they used to call it, or they just make it sound really scary, like lemonade stand?
Listen, I'm
'Cause
just scared about what they are. I mean, you don't know what
every
they're.
time I hear it on the news, I get
You
shivers.
don't know what they're putting in that lemonade.
I have no idea. I
You don't
mean,
know.
it already looks like something
It's,
disgusting. I
yeah.
mean, it's like,
Pee?
It looks like it could be pee, it could be, there could, you can't tell that there's sugar in there. What if it's just lemon juice? That would be disgusting. I
Yeah.
mean, what
And for
if I,
50 cents
for
each.
50 cents for some lemon juice?
So the reason that we know this is a threat is because police in Appleton, Wisconsin, I believe, recently shut down a lemonade stand being run by two young hooligans who were attempting to make money so they could go to the water park. And everyone knows
What
the
a bunch
water
of
park.
selfish bastards.
Yeah, fucking pricks, man.
I know.
Like,
Amen for those police officers.
yeah. And later, the police officers apologized for doing it. But I think, I think the okay, this
You don't have to apologize for standing up for the rights of everyone around you to not have to have unlicensed lemonade. I mean, why would you apologize for something like that?
that's true.
Those police officers should be given a raise.
I think that in all
Because
seriousness,
it takes a special kind of officer, you know? I get really tired when I see officers and they're just sitting there in their cars and I'm seeing like cars speeding by and not signaling and stuff and they're not doing shit. They're
Yeah,
just sitting
we
there.
pay them
We pay them
to arrest people.
to pull people over
Like that man in Georgia
and
said, and
pursue and to,
their
if
Batman utility belt.
right,
Yeah.
exactly. I mean, we pay for these tools, aren't they going to use them? I
I agree.
mean,
In all seriousness, though, I think that, okay, I was gonna say, I think in this case, the police should have to pay restitution to these girls, but then that's just taxpayers' money anyway. So I really think that on their off time, they should have to dress up as big lemons and stand outside of this lemonade stand and try to
and
drive
try to get
business.
people in.
Yeah, they should. I think that we need to bring back public ostracism and embarrassment. And I think that public officials, when they fuck up, which is all the time,
Yeah,
should just
but
have to dress
Leah,
up.
but you're also saying, okay, so what are the terms? Like, because they're obviously not going to do that. So you're saying, oh, I don't want to use tax dollars to get them or to, pay restitution to these girls, which I think I don't see any problem because those girls are going to be paying so much into the system more than they would ever offer in restitution. So there's that point. And then also, if are you getting the officers to do the whole lemon costume? Like, do that or lose your job? Or you say it by the force of law? Because then you still are using the
No,
same
do that or lose their
tactics.
job.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could stand behind that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think public embarrassment is a really good means of punishment for law enforcement officials.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about it, their job really, I mean, this came up when Doug, our last podcast, when Doug was in town. And we were saying something, I'm trying to remember the context, but I remember him saying something effect of, oh, so all police officers are bad and they're bad people and they love their jobs because they're bad people. And we didn't really go into it because it seemed like it could be like a whole conversation. Also, we didn't want to make Doug look like a statist or something in front of, everyone, but I wasn't sure what he thought about it. But anyway, he seemed to think that was pretty crazy. But my thing with becoming what my problem with like if one of my friends wanted to become a police officer, I would treat it as the same as, a mom if her son wants to go into the military or something like that.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's some moms who'd like that, but maybe that's more like under like maybe people understand where I'm coming from because it's just I mean, not just even like the it's not dangerous like as far as like all the other jobs that you could do, it's like one of the less dangerous jobs. It's not, it's like
It's just immoral.
right.
It's immoral is the problem. And also, if you're
Well, it depends on what you're doing that's immoral because not their entire job isn't immoral. I mean, the way they're paid is immoral.
and they're bound by the law, and a lot of the laws are
Right,
immoral.
and they're only okay, so if they're following the law directly, then they're only as immoral as the laws. Not
Right.
following the laws, but enforcing laws completely, then they're only as immoral as the law is immoral. And then if they choose to like use what is it, discretion? Use discretion on people, then they're less immoral. You know what I mean? I think there's like several degrees of immorality. But taking a job as a police officer is going to give you an is going to incentivize you to be a less moral person
Yeah.
because you don't have to do anything embarrassing. You're expected to place yourself on a pedestal sort of above others because you're the moral you're they think of themselves as the morality
Well, it's
police.
kind of like you get put in this vacuum with other police officers who are all like up your ass all the time saying what a good job you're doing. Like if you think about like rock stars or people like that who cheat on their wives all the time, like the rock stars who constantly cheat on their wives, it's because everyone around them does it. And so if you're a cop and you're, around the, like my friend Tyler, he was a cop for a little bit and he left, he said, because one, they were all cheating on their wives and encouraged the others to do so. Like in the police station, like they would bring their mistresses in. Everyone knew. Two, they would constantly abuse their power, constantly be roughing people up. And Tyler would say something, and then he would get in trouble for saying something, undermining the authority of a police officer in front of a citizen. So Tyler left, which I think was the noble thing to do. But the other cops are like, yeah, we're badasses. No one's gonna say shit to us, you
Right.
know? The other thing is that well, I lost my train of thought. No, well, cops are assholes to begin with. Oh, what I was gonna say is that if you qualify to be a cop, if your son or daughter qualifies to be a cop, like people get turned away for being too intelligent. You know, they do IQ
Really?
tests, and when their IQs are too high, they're not allowed to be patrolmen. Like that's happened before.
Wow.
So if you qualify to be a patrolman, then you're probably dumb.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go as far as to say that.
I would.
But I will
I said
say
it.
that it doesn't take much. I don't think I'm not I that's almost saying like, "Oh, if they even allow you to be a police officer, then you must be dumb as dirt."
Well, if you're not dumb when you join the force, you're gonna be dumb in a year or so.
Maybe.
You're gonna get dumbed down. It's like it's like I used to work, it's like working at a tattoo shop. Like
But
you're only as smart.
why would they,
Although the tattoo shop I work at is great, but
but why would, do they turn down soldiers who are too smart?
no, because you don't take an IQ test before you join the military. You take your ASVAB
But
and
why would they have different
because they have like
standards?
engineers in the military. They don't have
Okay,
engineers in the
that's
police
true.
force.
That's true.
And I'm saying specifically not for like investigator, but specifically for patrolman.
Okay, for a patrolman,
Yeah,
yeah.
which is always the entry level position to go into the.
Yeah.
By the way, we're drinking PBR today. PBR!
It's amazing.
Yeah. If you want to play drinking game, we'll have to come
I'm
up with a
bad with
word.
coming up with words because last time it was y'all and then I said it even less than I would normally
We don't
say it.
really even say y'all.
I know. I've started doing it more though.
How about every time we curse?
Cuz now that I'm moving, cuz I've been trying to
Ellie's moving to New Hampshire
I'm moving to New Hampshire and
in a
my whole
month.
life that I've lived in Auburn, Alabama, I didn't start saying y'all until I worked at Cracker Barrel about 4 years ago. And then I would use it like here and there at work. And then sometimes after work on accident. But then since I decided I wanted to move to New Hampshire, I started using it constantly because
To differentiate yourself.
well, I don't know if I'll continue to use it a lot when I leave, but I'm gonna miss it down here.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah. I'll miss you too.
One of our listeners says we should, we're live here on Google Plus, and he says we should drink. We should have some real beer, so I will put it out there that we accept donations. Okay.
It's true.
Next. I wanted
We
to
need a donate
talk.
button.
Yeah, we actually do, once we get our website up.
Yeah.
Okay,
That's
so
coming.
I also wanted to talk about this girl who, this woman who groped, felt up the TSA agent. Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that. It's very exciting.
I know. I was gonna
You
do.
know, when I heard that, it made me mad because I was like, that's what I should have done when I got felt up. But
Yeah.
actually, I really don't want a felony.
Well, she was charged with a felony, but they just dropped it to a misdemeanor,
Okay.
right? This woman is 61 years old. She's a translator. She flies all the time. And it made me think, she flies every week to Phoenix from Colorado. And it made me think about this. It kind of made me a little more outraged because, you know, I fly probably two or three times a year. And every time it's a hassle and every time it's ridiculous. But I only fly 3 times a year. So even though it's annoying, it's not. You know what I mean? Like I always opt for the pat down over the nuclear scanner or whatever, but imagine flying every single week. I would be groping some boobs too.
Yeah, your chances of getting like having a bad interaction, because I mean, all the interaction usually when I go to the airport with the TSA agents is like, well, that's not true. I guess I've had some okay interactions with the TSA, because mostly it's just people, they're just there at work. It's like if you go to any restaurant or anything, like, you know, it's just a job. But no, when you get up to the actual like security area, then yeah, then it all changes. And like when I flew back from New Hampshire, I'd actually decided that, you know, I wanted to opt out from the scanning machines, even though I was kind of uncomfortable with the idea. But I was like, I'm just gonna do it, you know. I'm just gonna, you know, just gonna be an experience, and I'm just gonna take it as an experience and not worry, like not get too like worked up about it. So I go up to the I, you know, put all my stuff in the little bins, take my shoes off, and then, you know, barefoot and pregnant. Just kidding, not pregnant, but
In the kitchen,
yeah, on the tile, and then,
like a good Southern girl.
yeah, and I walk up to the up close to the machine, but then I'm like, I'm just gonna opt out, you know, kind of talking to the people behind the machines because there's no one up there, and then, you know, yeah, they yell, we got enough, and
Opt out.
opt out, and
Opt
then,
out.
yeah, and then I hear one of the guys, some guy was like, you know, is like this fat punk ass kid, like maybe, you know, 23 or something, and he's like, opt out of what? And then apparently, I can't tell the difference between the scanning machines, like the like porno machine, and a metal detector, because it looked just like all the other machines to me. But yeah, they were like, oh, it's just a metal detector. And I mean, the fact that they know that people are opting out of the special, like of the other machines, like the new machines, like those are the ones you opt out of. Like, that's fucked up. They're watching people go, like, you know, they know that people don't give a shit really about the metal detectors, but lots of people have to opt out of that stuff too, because they have like pace, I don't know, they have like, if they have like a replacement limb or something,
So,
or.
did you actually opt out of the metal
But
detector?
yeah, I ended up opting out, but then I was like, oh, if it's a metal detector, then I don't care. And then at that point, he's like, well, it's too late. You already opted out.
Well, that's
Like, so
ridiculous.
now, so at one point, I was making the decision, do I want to go, like, be radiated or be groped? I guess I'll be groped. And then it was like, this radiation thing wasn't part of the picture anymore. So now I have to be groped because I said
I
something.
didn't know you could actually opt out of the metal detector. Did they
Yeah.
wand too?
Yeah.
Okay, I was wondering because you could just totally hide shit otherwise.
I mean, it was just, anyway, so yeah, it took a long time for this girl to get over there, and she did it, and like, yeah, it was like, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, she wasn't like, it didn't seem like a sexual thing to me, but you know, I was like able to like make differentiate, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, this like complete stranger is like touching me like everywhere,
Well,
you know?
my problem is,
They don't avoid certain places because
yeah,
they're too
they
sensitive.
go like under the boob and like they tell you what they're about to do as if that's going to make it better.
Yeah.
And also my issue with it is that it doesn't actually change anything. Like we're not any safer because of it. There's no absolutely no statistics. There's no statistics to back up what they do.
Yeah.
You know, we were just as safe before 9/11 as right now. And so to me, it's even worse. Like I'd like to think of myself as illogical. Now, what they were doing was saving us from the terrorists or something like that. Then, even though I still wouldn't agree with it, I would be like, okay, well, let's find an alternative solution. I wouldn't be as outraged.
Yeah.
But it's like bullshit. It's like, let's just do this for fun because we need a job. By the way, TSA agents just need a GED. Like, there's absolutely, I mean, anyone could be a
Well, there's
TSA.
all kinds of like evidence that their jobs are a complete waste of time. For one, they've got zero terrorists.
Right. Zero.
Zero. And then in their own little test of their accuracy in finding firearms, they failed. Oh, darn it, I should have looked it up before I started saying stuff.
Just make it up.
But it was like out of 20 times, they failed I know it was a majority, that's what I'll say. A majority of the times.
I brought
It was
lighters.
pathetic.
I brought lighters on. You know, I could have started a fire up in that plane. Like, I brought lighters. I bought a
Could have been
knife.
smoking in the bathroom.
Absolutely. Like, in fact, it became this
They have signs
game.
everywhere about smoking in the bathroom. I'm like, if people don't know at this point, you can't smoke. For one, they're smoking in the bathrooms because they know they're not supposed to.
It's not like 1962.
I
We're not like in Mad Men and the
They have like
stewardesses.
light up no
Yeah.
smoking signs. It's like, yeah, I figured.
We pat the stewardesses on the ass and we're like, "Hey baby, can we go smoke in the bathroom?"
Yeah.
Like I think it's been since the 60s or the 70s. Like I think we know by now we can't smoke.
We figured it out.
But it's just it's totally irrelevant. It means it's there's absolutely nothing. It does nothing except it's a pain in our ass. That's
Yeah.
absolutely what it does. So to me, it's just like, I mean, I feel sorry for this lady. She's 61 years old. She's 61. She's Japanese, and now she's just gonna get a misdemeanor. But imagine, like,
So let's get the story straight.
yeah.
She was flying the tier. She opted out. They were gonna do. She was opted out, not picked out. She opted out.
Yeah, apparently.
So she opted out, and then the TSA agent, and she got into an argument. And then she, I guess, to make a point, I assume,
Yeah, she groped the girl.
groped the girl to be like, you know, you're doing it to me. Then why should I be able to do it to you?
And honestly, have you seen TSA agents? That's probably the most action that girl's gotten in a long time.
My TSA agent was kind of hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She wasn't bad.
Well, that's like the minority.
But something that I was just remembered that she asked me before she did it was she asked me if I had pain anywhere. And
What if you were like, I have pain
well,
everywhere?
see, that's well what I told her was I was like, I am very sensitive in my private parts. And she goes, but do you have pain? I was like, it depends on how rough you are. Like, you know, just like this back and forth, like, what are you gonna do? Sort of thing, like, you know, trying to make her nervous because she's making me nervous, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, do you have pain? I'm like, you know, I she's probably asking because she's, I guess they have to ask in case, because maybe some, you know, I could have, some people have skin stuff,
I think
but
it would be funny to just like constantly punk TSA agents. Like every
yeah.
time they touch you, ow,
Yeah.
ow, 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 ow,
That hurts. Stop.
don't touch. Yeah.
Or just like start, or just be like really ticklish or something. I mean, that's not even that unbelievable. They wouldn't even know. They just,
I'll tell you, last time I flew from New York, there was a big sign that said that had a snow globe and a cross through it. It was no snow globes. And so I was like, I talked kind of loudly, but I
I
was.
know you told me about this. I can't believe you.
Yeah, it's true. And there was a girl, kind of like a hipster girl in front of me who I talked to, was talking to, and I was like, yeah, no snow globes, you know? Remember the great snow globe bomb of 1993, you know, when the snow globes blew up the plane, and then of course I got picked up for a random like search. And then again, well, they dusted me for explosives. And then again, when I left Huntsville, when I was flying, I think this is actually, I forget where I was flying at this point. But oh, actually, yeah, I was flying to Porkfest. I got stopped again, not to get searched, but actually for my hands to get dusted for explosives. And I looked at her. I mean, obviously, this is tongue in
Maybe you've
cheek.
been red flagged.
I don't know. I looked at her and I was like, "I'm a Jew. We don't blow up shit," you know. And she looked at me like she stopped and
You
like,
just dominate the globe.
yeah. But the thing is, Jews do blow up shit. Let me make that clear. Is Israel blows up a lot of shit they shouldn't be blown up. But I'm just saying that, you know, America, Jews don't blow up American shit. That's what I'm trying to say. Only Palestinian shit. Anyway, so that happened. I did want to say that I read an article about things that kill more people than terrorists. And I thought about this and I was like, well, all these things should basically,
Be outlawed.
yeah. Chairs.
Stairs.
Cows. The flu.
Cows. That's right. Okay, I just thought of
Cow.
I feel like that was an original one. You just said it. What were other ones?
The flu, I think.
Okay.
Well, the flu kills way more
There are some
people.
more like really mundane ones that were shocking.
Yeah. I bet pencil.
But chairs are like they kill more people than like anything or something. It's like
Chairs are
car
dangerous.
accidents and then chairs or something.
Chairs are
Or
dangerous.
is it stairs that are that way?
Stairs are dangerous too. Rhyming Rhyming things are dangerous.
Maybe this is just in, like retirement homes that these things are a problem, because I just can't even imagine. I've never.
No, it's like in Shallow Hal where she's just so fat she breaks the
Oh, she
chair.
breaks a chair. But does she die?
No, not
If
in that
you're so
sense.
fat you're breaking a chair, you probably have some cushion.
For the
Cushion for the fallen.
That's true. Yeah, a lot of things kill more things than terrorists.
Yeah,
Everything.
I think it's pretty. I think your chance of being, it's like so insignificant that it shouldn't even really be crossing your mind to the point. Like so many other things that could kill you should be crossing your mind way before a terrorist attack. Like, what if I step on a crack and break my mom's back? More
Right.
likely than terrorist attack.
Yeah.
Hey, that all rhymed. We should make,
We should make
that was
it.
awesome. The
Yeah,
song.
good job.
We should auto-tune me.
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to talk about, do you?
I think we had, didn't we have another article we were going to?
We had a oh, well we ha yeah, actually, well, the main thing is our friends, Pete and Adam. We were going to talk about them. So a lot of people listening will already know, but for the people that don't aren't listening, our friends Pete and Adam, they run a site called copblock.org. It's a police accountability site, and last year they went to bail someone out of jail, and were videotaping them doing it, and they got
Right. And
asked.
the reason that they videotape themselves is because they have enough experience and they've seen enough videos, honestly, to know that for one, like a couple different things. For one, they don't do, they're not as brutal towards you when you have a video camera. Two, you can't prove whatever, their testimony is worth so much more than yours that you need a video camera to be able to prove that you are innocent.
Right. Yeah, they want to keep everyone accountable, but the cops don't like people being accountable, so they end
They don't
up.
like themselves being accountable.
No, exactly. They don't like themselves. Anyway,
Well, no one really wants to be accountable,
yeah.
I'm sure most people prefer to not be accountable.
Yeah. Well, I like being accountable. It keeps me on my toes.
I mean, honestly, like when I've worked the my workplace has a camera in it, and because I know no one looks at it. But I mean, as far as like privacy goes and stuff, it is kind of funny sometimes because everyone does little stuff when there's no one there that might be like, oh shit, like you forget the camera, their camera's there, like, whatever you're doing. You're
Yeah.
like dancing to, your whatever, like little intro music to Liberty Bell's radio or just different stuff like that. It's embarrassing. And, but when your job is as like serious as serious in a way where you're given all this authority to take over people's take people's freedom away from them and charge them with stuff and possibly ruin their lives, then yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. I mean, all I had to do was like taking people's clothes to be cleaned, and
Yeah,
I had a
and
camera on me
stealing
all the
their
time.
lighters.
I didn't steal any lighters.
Okay.
I held them for them, and if they didn't ask for them back, then they would stay at the cleaners, and I might use them sometimes.
Okay. So you borrowed them without them knowing.
Well, I mean, who? I mean, if they're giving their clothes to the cleaners, then, I mean, to a certain degree, like for instance, the cleaner's official policy is if they find money in your pocket, if it's less than $5, then they keep it. But I don't do that. I just give them their money back because I don't know where the money should go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But that's like the policy. When you turn stuff into like pretty much any if you pretty much for anyone who doesn't know, when you give your stuff to a dry cleaners, it's pretty much like leave at your own risk because you're not guaranteed to get your money back from damages or anything like that. And if anything ever does happen to your clothing, then if you really want your money back, you kind of have to be a big asshole about it. And that's probably the only way you're going to get your money back. Because if you act all like, I understand, but I was hoping, maybe you guys would just, pay for my item since you kind of are responsible. No, you have to be like, you ruined my item. You are going to be held responsible. And if you don't do this, basically, you have to give the impression that you're going to like flip out and like ruin their reputation if you don't. And then they'll bow down.
Right. Speaking of police accountability, I don't know if you heard about this story in Bayview in California. This man, he is 19 years old, and he was apparently didn't want to pay his fare, and well, I'm reading the article now, but San Francisco PD basically shot him in the back. And they're saying that he was a person of interest for a murder. But it's on video, and then apparently the part where he actually gets shot, they said that a man ran from the officers and allegedly pulled out a handgun. But people are asking like where the handgun is. They can't find it, and he just was left to die. The crazy thing is, I saw the video. You saw part of it, remember? I was showing you,
Yeah,
and
I saw it.
the crazy thing about the video is they shot the guy, right? And there's police standing around him, but none of them are helping him. Like, they're just sitting there. I guess one police officer kind of goes like
Well,
5 minutes.
they were like too busy setting up caution tape around the guy to keep people from getting close to him.
Right. Yeah. And people are like, there's a mob, and they're like, where's the gun? Of course, he's black or whatever. I don't know what this guy did. I don't know if he did kill this girl, whatever. But regardless, everyone was like, where is the gun? Obviously, I have distrust for their story anyway, the police specifically. But two, how about, okay, if you're a police officer, I have a suggestion. Why don't you learn to run and stop being a fat ass and stop eating donuts all the time and actually do your job? Like, if someone's running from you, then work out enough so you can run after them instead of using tasers or, in this case, a gun, right? Because apparently he was shot in the back. So, I mean, I don't know about, okay, if you or I were being aggressed upon and we shot someone in the back, we would go to jail.
Of course.
Even if the guy had a gun, if we
Yeah.
shot him in the back, we would go to jail.
Right.
And these people are supposed to be trained officers.
They're supposed to be better at handling situations,
Supposed to be,
hypothetically.
right?
Like, you would. Well, the reason we say that is because we're used to the way other things work. Most other things, when you're a professional at it, it means that you're better at it. But when you're not getting paid based on your performance, then yeah, you're probably going to be, like in this case, you're much, much worse at resolving problems
Right.
like this when you're a police
You
officer.
know, you have no incentive to do it well,
Right?
right? And you've no incentive to actually, to help
And it's all
others.
about officer safety too.
Right.
So if everyone's dead, then the police officers are safe.
Right, exactly. It's really sad. But we got off into this tangent actually because of some good news. Because
Oh, right.
Pete and Adam were exonerated. They had their trial. They found the jury found them not guilty of felony wiretapping charges because, and they told people that they were recording. So that's just ridiculous,
Well, what happened, from what I understand, is I think I can't remember if it was Peter Adam, but I think it was Adam. He called a friend when during a police interaction, and the cops saw the phone and everything, and his friend, I'm trying to remember, did he like? Oh, I guess the friend just. Started recording the phone conversation. And so that's where the wiretapping charge came in.
Right.
Because the cops said they didn't know that it was being recorded.
Yeah, exactly.
But from what I understand, they had a lot of really great arguments, and I think anyway, they had a lot of great arguments, and I think that the reason that they did so well is what it sounded like is they just had like such an overwhelming like they had so many people come out to support
Yeah,
them,
tons of people went out there to support
and
them.
they were clapping for Pete and Adam, and they were laughing at the judge and just sort of like ruining the whole. The court really likes it when
It's
you go in there and
serious.
you assume that all these They're in robes. It's sort of like church, and then all the people in the pews are all sinners, and they're all guilty, And then we got to go up in the stand. It's all embarrassing because they've wronged society, and then it's up to the jurors to decide if they want to go with what the judge has told them to do, or it's not even just, this is, it's in this situation especially because it's what it is, state versus one of the people. So, of course, they're going to try to like have all this illusion of authority surrounding it, and then it sounds like the activists just came out and smashed that. And I think you get a much fairer trial if you're able to actually accomplish that.
I mean, with the Free State Project, which is, for those of you that don't know, the project to get, well, we actually already talked about this, but to get people like-minded, liberty-minded people to move to New Hampshire, even though they, people are more active there, it seems, on like going to trials and stuff like that. It seems like in every state or every city, you have enough. There are liberty-minded people out there and who think the same way, and it seems like you could easily set up some sort of group in every little like subchapter in every state. So like, okay, like in Auburn, for example, where we live right now, if someone was going for a speeding ticket or whatever, you could like post it on your local libertarian sort of liberty-minded either blog or forum or whatever, and then people en masse would come out and support you, and vice versa.
I don't know, that sounds, I really just, like, I like the optimism, but I don't think that it really happens other places where there's not a concentrated effort on trying to get more people there. Like,
They aren't motivated.
people in New Hampshire have said that it's gotten better since people have moved, Who knows what would happen to Pete and Adam if it wasn't for the Free State Project.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either. I mean, that's the great thing about the Free State
Ideally,
Project.
we just make everyone in, like, everyone in the world liberty-minded, and then this shit wouldn't happen in the first place.
That's true.
But that's also just as, it's not just, that's even more unrealistic right
Yeah.
now, but.
I wish there were more cops that would come out and say this is bullshit. But they can't.
Have you, everyone, if it, Leah, there's a website called LEAP, it's Law Enforcement Against Prohibition,
I've seen that.
and they come out, I mean, it's specifically targeted at prohibition, obviously, of marijuana and I guess alcohol for underage people and stuff, but and other, not and all drugs that are legal. But I'm sure that like LEAP officers, I'm sure that most LEAP officers would be against the idea of having having officers that see the lack of culpability and take advantage of it. Of course they would.
Yeah, of course they would. Okay, well, it's been about 38 minutes, and I read on Podomatic.com, where we post our podcast, that the ideal length of a podcast is between 30 and 40 minutes.
Okay. Well, I think we should post this one, and then some of the other things that we were thinking about talking about, we'll save them for next week.
Okay, and plus we're going out.
That's right. We're gonna go out tonight.
Yeah, we're gonna go out and have fun.
Yep. You sound like you're not gonna have fun. Well, I'm gonna have fun. Leah can sigh off in the corner, and I'll be having fun.
Remember last time we went out, when we went to that bar, there was an old man standing in the corner while a band was playing. He was standing very close to the stage in the corner
Close to the speaker. Like right in front of the
with
speaker.
headphones on,
With headphones on.
like of an old Walkman.
What was
I
his,
don't
why was
know.
he there?
I don't know.
He had to pay $5 to get in.
To
Why
get
would you
in
pay?
and stand near the speaker and put, do you think that he was hard of hearing, but
Yeah, I actually got the impression that the headphones were so that the
like
noise wasn't too
mufflers.
much. But why would you stand right next to the speakers?
I don't know.
And why would you not be dancing or get like rocking out
He
to the
seemed
music?
upset.
Yeah, he seemed like
He
something was
seemed
wrong.
like he seemed like he was already there, and within the last few hours,
Everyone had infiltrated his home or
they built the
something.
bar there. They built the bar there and put a band there. That's what it seemed like. It was like he obviously lived there first.
Yep.
I didn't understand it.
Maybe he used to live there and he's coming back to claim his land.
Like the Indians.
Yeah, he's a Native American.
Okay. Well, let's see if he's
Can't
there
say
tonight.
Indian.
I'm sorry.
How am I supposed to know what you mean when you say Indian?
Usually the other
How, what
person
am I
says
supposed to picture?
dots or feathers.
Yeah, exactly.
Dots.
You're picturing dots.
Indian. No, feathers.
When I hear Indian,
I say feathers.
well, it depends.
When I say Indian, I usually mean feathers, unless I'm talking about food and then I mean dots.
But there's no other word for Indian. Like, dot Indians, there's no other word for them. Unless you want to be, like, racist or something.
No, couldn't you say like, yeah, I guess you're right. Indo-European, is that? No, that's not true.
I would know, not know what you're
No,
talking about, actually,
Native
but.
Americans for sure.
That's
Cherokee.
what our next episode should be about. We should talk about, because also I want to address this. In our last episode, I said something really offensive.
What'd you say?
I don't want to say it again. Because then people are going to go back and listen, like, does she really say that? It's not even a big deal. But anyway, I was referring to Japanese people, but I shortened it.
You said Jap?
I called them Japs. But it wasn't because, it's because, I guess,
Jewish American
I always
princess?
thought that we should just shorten it because Japanese is too long. But then I heard once that it was like derogatory and that people that say that it has to do with like,
World War II.
World War II and
You're bringing
people
it back.
being. I know, I'm not trying to bring it back, but I think that we should, I think we should,
We did not intend for racial slurs.
we should apologize if we offended anybody, or I should apologize.
If you
We're not a
offended any
collective
Japanese.
unit. We're two
Yeah,
individuals.
I would never say that. I'm not that
I
offensive.
know. Leah would never say anything so offensive, but.
No. I'm a Jew. I can't say stuff like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, people can call me a kike, and I don't
I
like
find the
that.
word Jew. It's pretty offensive,
Jew?
but.
No way.
A
But I mean, I don't like it when people call me a kike.
kike?
Yeah, that's the slang for Jew. That's the
I've never heard anyone
No one's ever called me
refer to
that.
you or any other Jewish person that, but.
Yeah, because we're all awesome. Collectively. I'm a collectivist.
Yeah. I've had a feeling you were.
Yeah.
But anyway, we should talk about that our next episode because
Okay.
there's a couple different ethnicities and stuff who have certain ideas about what you're allowed to call them. I disagree with some of them.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm just going to call you whatever I want to call you.
Okay. I like
So
that.
that's what the next
As long as
episode's going
it's
to be about.
sexy.
Not very sexy, but
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You can call me whatever you want. I don't care. So that's all I have. Sorry. Okay, we're gonna go out. We're gonna go out.
okay, we're going.
Okay, thanks for listening. If you want to email us, it's libertybellsradio@gmail.com. Bells is spelled BELLES. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page, please look it up and like it because then we can disseminate news via advanced resources.
Yes, we are a very altruistic group, and we put children to work in third world countries. We
You're
also.
almost done with that beer, aren't you?
We also we have a commission going for sending pot brownies to the North Koreans, so it's a good cause, and you should like us.
Yep, you should. All right, well,
It's the altruistic thing to do.
I'm Leah,
I'm Allie.
and this has been Liberty Bells Radio. Is that good?
Yay!
Okay,
Yes,
all right.
perfect.